This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice in 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. I also cannot stop the feeling. It is Friday. Yes, we have 2 weeks off. We can't. I can't stop.
Rub it in.
I can't stop. I can't never stop. Can't never stop. Stop rubbing it in. I can't stop. Can't stop rubbing it in.
Someone rubbing it in said
2 weeks off.
You guys are going on vacation again?
Yeah, and we didn't go on vacation the first 6 months of the year.
Right. I wanted to write back. I didn't. But right. We didn't take vacation for 6 months.
No, that's the thing. Yes. We got a lot to use.
It's piling
and we're
up.
We're going to use it. I'm on vacation. It's our vacation. Yeah, it's a look. Here's the thing, though. We're still going to be on tomorrow. We do 6 days a week.
That's right.
Well, more or less. It's called the Saturday Morning Special. It's the best of the shows this week and beyond. Every Saturday morning, 6 to 10, the best of what happened every Saturday
morning.
And
when we return, by the way,
yes,
we are in the back half, the best part of the year. The push through fall, football will be back, Halloween is around the corner.
Oh my, pissed off.
Then Thanksgiving and Christmas. Oh. Yes! Yeah.
Also, the rest of the summer. Whatever remains of it. With everyone going back in mid-August.
It's beginning to look a lot
It's not even close to looking. It's still light at 6 o'clock in the morning. Come on, you guys. Stop it already. Jesus. God. Oh.
Anyway, trash me.
All right. We're going to... A couple things really quick before we get to the music, because we got a lot of music to get to and not a ton of time. Live Nation is doing $20 concert tickets. It's called the Return to Live Music Offering. Almost 1,000 shows to choose from. You go to livenation.com. This starts Wednesday, but if you're a T-Mobile member, you get the T-Mobile Tuesdays, and you get them the day before. Everybody from Jonas Brothers to Alice Cooper. I'm not kidding. There's a thousand. Hall and Oates, Alanis Morissette, Pitbull, Lil Baby, Kings of Leon. 1,000 bands. 1,000 shows to choose from. $20 tickets. Live Nation. We are supposed to have a new Kanye West record today. We do not have a new Kanye West
but
record today.
But I thought that there were listening parties. And
yes, there were listening parties. In fact, if I could just describe the listening party, here's what it looked like. 42,000 people who paid to come in to the, I guess this is the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. It's the new Atlanta Falcons Stadium.
Looks lovely. Everybody files in. 42,000 people in the stands. Kanye West wearing a stocking pulled over his head, like a sheer beige face covering and a red suit, walks out.
You mean
out
like a bank robber?
Like that, except in a bright red suit, so really noticeable.
Okay.
Walks to the center of the arena, so there's no one on the floor, just all those stands are packed. He walks out to the center of the floor, they shine a spotlight down on him, and they play the album. It's weird.
He just stands there?
He just stands there. It's very, very weird.
Does he dance?
No. He all just right. stands there. There he is. Look at him. Just like, parade rest, man.
This is my music. Applaud me.
Yeah. People are just taking pace. There he is, alone, in the middle of the... It's humongous. It's,
hey, sound guy, hit play on that CD.
Yeah. All right,
I'm going to stand
the play,
here.
The ego it just takes stand to here. Do this is... Maybe
astounding.
There's never been one like it. Yeah. I can't think of anything Holy crap.
Right? There he is, standing like a statue.
For an hour?
For as long as the record took. He wanted to hear every, wanted to hear it with everybody. He didn't want to be near anybody, though, of course. Mm-hmm. A lot of the Kardashians were there. The kids were there, and Kim brought the kids, and they were there. She was also wearing a red suit, and her hips are, and butt.
They don't lie, yeah.
They do not lie. They are. There's no hiding them in the skin-tight red. And then, so she's wearing, like, a red cat suit, and Khloe came stomping in. I'm here, too. I've got a black cat suit on, you guys. Huh? No, it's really me. I know I don't look like I used to look at all. I'm, like, a different person. But it is still me. Okay, I'm going to run out of here now. I'm going to go. All right, see you later. Okay, I'm ready. Bye. That's how her appearance went. And now we get to the music. And
they say 42,000 fans pay between $20 to $100 per ticket. 42,000 people attended that. And he stood there for about 45 minutes.
And we all listened to the album together. And then he left and they left. And everyone was happy that they paid $100 for that. That's a lot of money. Anywho, that's what Kanye West was up to. And he forgot to release the album. So... I guess he was really busy. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
He didn't even lip sync for us.
He did.
No, he stood. You couldn't see his face. He had a thing pulled over his
a pantyhose.
Pantyhose, right? Well, right. Weren't two of them, just one.
All right.
I don't know what to say about it, but he's. And then the whole thing is though that he didn't even put the record out. What, the place didn't go crazy enough for him? He's like, oh, I guess I better go back to work on this. Donda is what it was supposed to be called. It actually supposedly has a collaboration with Jay-Z, their first together since they were both on Drake's song Pop Style in 2016. He's got Travis Scott, Pusha T, Lil Baby, Lil Durk on there. If you don't know, Donda's Kanye's mom's name. She passed in 07, and the record is supposed to be called Donda. And it's, where is it? We looked everywhere. Have you checked in the last couple minutes? Maybe it just dropped.
I have.
Okay, no.
Let me recheck again.
Nah, it's all right.
I'm checking now and I don't see it.
Yeah, it is not. It's not there. Next up is, because that one's not here, so first up really, is Leon Bridges, Gold Digger Sound.
I absolutely love this guy.
Yep. This is his third album.
This is his big hit, Beyond.
This is the one we pounded this at the Alice.
This is what we danced to at my wedding. Brings me to my knees.
And here's what he sounds like now.
This one's called Motorbike. Look back, see me behind you. When it feels good, you don't have to try to. And if you say so, if you say so, then let's go. I know you're all that I want to see.
All right.
I love it. Smooth.
That's great.
This dude is smooth.
Yeah. That could be a Sade song, frankly. All right. Let's hear the next one.
Why Don't You Touch Me?
Oh, okay. Cold as all you are, just causing chills. What's with all this? You won't even talk about it. Can you be honest? Is you just running out of wheels? Because every time you put me second, he's as smooth and fantastic as ever. There you go. That's what Leon Bridges sounds like. Next up is Brittany Howard. She is the singer for Alabama Shakes. And she's
here's
the
her big
guitar
hits
player.
Called, hold on. Come on. You got to hold on.
She's actually amazing to watch as she's wailing on guitar and singing at the same time. Like, it's quite... She's amazing. So she put out a record... it was her debut solo album called Jamie, and this is a remixed, reimagined version of that record. So it's called Jamie Reimagined. She's got Bon Iver, Childish Gambino, and Common as guests, because everybody's going to have guests. Mm-hmm. And here's what Jamie Reimagined sounds
like. This is
like
her most highly rated one.
Okay.
It's like spoken word.
Oh.
We jump ahead a little bit.
Thank you.
It's it's almost experimental.
Yeah,
it's
I don't like it. Did you grab anything else?
I did. I sure did.
Okay, give me something else.
I grabbed the one with Childish Gambino. Okay. It's called Stay High. Here it is. Back to where it is that you come from.
Get behind. Is there another one you want to do? Because I know we have a ton to do. Three minutes to do it in.
Yeah, the Bon Iver one.
Okay.
The Short and Sweet is what it's called. Something short and sweet. There's always a lot on my head for you. She calls it a remix.
I am waiting. I love her voice. All right, that's Brittany Howard, the singer of Alabama Shakes. I assume she's still in the band. She's doing these solo albums. Mm-hmm. Next up is Kid Laroi, the Kid Laroi. The Kid Laroi.
Yeah, uh-huh. He's hot right now.
He's an Australian rapper. This is his third installment in the F Love series, which is actually a word that I can't say. It's F Love 3. Stay with Justin Bieber is right now number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100.
Yeah, that song is hot. Yeah. You might know him from the one that Miley Cyrus is on. It's called Without You. Okay. And I can't take it back, so in the past is where we'll leave it. So there I go.
Oh, can't make a wife out of a... Oh, I'll never find... Why did I have to bleep ho?
It's great. And I'll play the one with Justin Bieber. It's okay. Called Stay. Here it is. You're the reason I believe in love. It's been difficult for me to trust. And I'm afraid that I'm gonna get up. In a way that I can leave you stranded. Cause you ain't never left me empty handed. And you know that I can't live without you. So baby, stay. That's a good song. Yeah,
that's number 3 right now on Billboard. Okay, what was that on this mixtape? This
yes,
F Love 3?
That's on this F Love 3, correct.
What else you
let's
got?
Play the one with Machine Gun Kelly, MGK.
All right.
If You Goodbye, let's see. I think it's called If You Goodbye here. The last time F You Goodbye. Your goodbye, I did not deserve it. None of this book was ever really worth it. You blame me like I know I ain't perfect. I tried for you and I lied for you. Many times put my life on the line for you. I really wanted to get it right with you. I always thought.
So he's a singer. I expected him to be rapping.
Let me jump to MGK.
They call him a rapper. Goodbye. You hurt me for the last time. Wait, that was a lie. Because I cannot erase you like eternal sunshine in a spotless mind. Red in the eyes, lately I've been on a diet. I've been trying to feed my high. Your things are all right. Still. That's actually pretty good. That's the Kid Laroi out of Australia. F Love 3.
When's the Kid Yeah Right putting out an album?
He put one out.
He's this good. He's easily this good.
He's good. I mean, I personally like him because he's my kid.
Right.
I'm going to skip down to Descendants. That's the only one we've got time for. I will say this. There's a David Crosby record out today. There's a Jackson Brown record out today.
There's an Yngwie Malmsteen album out today.
Yeah, we're also not getting to that.
Right.
Descendants, though, we want to get to this. This is their first classic lineup album. Like, this is the original band since the 1996 album.
This band is one of my original loves. I love the Descendants.
There's 18 songs on here. Punk rock band's 8th album. It's called Ninth and Walnut.
I think their biggest hit was called I'm Not a Loser, but let's hear this one.
Okay. Definitely a punk rock record. They say that it's 18 songs that were all written between 77 and 1980.
They started in 77.
Say these are ones we wrote them then. They never made it onto any record, and so here they are, and it's the original lineup. Descendants have a record out today called Ninth and Walnut. Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
So much stuff. I'll get to some fast facts, and we got a new baseball team and more after.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.